Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us this week on the Body, Soul, and Spirit podcast. I'm so excited to just dive in this week. And we've been talking a lot about some distortions, and I'm going to put a pause in it for just a moment. If you haven't listened to that, I really highly recommend that you go back and listen to some of those distortions, faulty thinking, schemas that we have created throughout maybe our childhood up until our adulthood, and we're still carrying around that type of faulty thinking. And so I'm going to put a pause there, and I really want to talk about something so important. As I was traveling this past week, it was so refreshing. And really, I take a lot of time to be in prayer and just prepare when I'm going to speak at some of these conferences or events. And I get a lot of time by myself. I get some time to be in a hotel room and really just take time to think, to meditate, to really just be mindful and prayerful and really just dive into what the Lord is saying to me and what He wants me to speak for that particular event. And when I was at this particular event this past month, I really got to understand sometimes how important it is to really recognize some unprocessed emotions that we have. And I often find that sometimes we have these emotions that get buried. And even sitting with just some great leaders that I've had the privilege to meet in the last few months, I notice that oftentimes we all do it and it goes unconscious. But sometimes when we have unprocessed emotions, it shows up, right? It's like a broken heart that you've had or something that you think you kind of are over, but really they get buried alive. So just think about that for a moment. When we have these emotions, and oftentimes I think people have a wrong thought, a wrong way of viewing emotions. I think that, and I'm guilty of it, I think that we grow up, and not so much that I'm guilty of it, but I think that so often we grow up without having a clear clarity of what emotions are. I think we see it in terms of these are bad ones and these are good ones. And I think because we don't quite see emotions in a healthy way, whether you're a male or a female, oftentimes we don't have good relationship with our emotions. Sometimes they go unprocessed. And because we have faulty thinking of them, it's so easy to look at emotions from the perspective of this is bad and this is good. So I want us to really think about our emotions because we all have them. But I thought about that because talking to so many people in the last few months, I've realized that even those that have a very strong relationship with God don't quite understand that emotions were created by God. And when we don't have that clear, now I want to really just pause and have you understand that God gave you all your emotions, all of them. Every emotion that we have was given to us by God. God created them, and He created them to be paid attention to. And when we are not acknowledging or processing them properly, emotions have a way or will find a way to get out. Unprocessed emotions do not die. When we don't process them or acknowledge them, the good ones, quote unquote, or the bad ones, quote unquote, and I don't really want to verbalize it that way, articulate it that way, because emotions, I don't want us to think of them as something bad and something good. But I want us to think about them as God created them to be paid attention to be acknowledged, and to be processed properly. If we don't see it in that context, then we are going to push away. We're going to unprocess some of these emotions, and they're not going to die. I want you to understand that unprocessed emotions do not die. The unprocessed rejection did not die. It's still showing up in our lives. The unprocessed anger, it doesn't die. It gets buried alive. And when we do not process them and acknowledge them properly, such as depression or sadness, they don't die. Or grief, or some of these emotions like fears, they do not die. They get buried, but they get buried alive. And I can't tell you how many people I have met this year where they have found themselves stuck. They feel knotted in their lives. They feel stagnant in their lives. And may I suggest to you, oftentimes it is because something that was an emotion that maybe came from a thought, not maybe, it did come from a thought, a situation, a circumstance. It was not acknowledged properly. It was not processed properly. And now, because we don't see it as God created them, we didn't pay attention to them, it's showing up in our bodies. And it when it gets buried alive, the body keeps score. The body will tell you. It'll show up in a broken heart. It'll show up in pain in your neck. It'll show up in high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndromes, panic attacks, insomnia, weight gain, depression. It will leak out in your sarcasm, in your defensiveness, in your tears, in your insomnia. You can't sleep, or you sleep too much. Listen to me, they will find a way to get out. Our emotions are like a GPS system. They've been given to us by God, and they've been given to us by God to guide us, and they must be paid attention to. How many times have we looked at the fears that haunt us and we say things like, yeah, I know that's fear, and we do nothing with it? It's almost like the sign, the signal, the light that goes on in your car, and it's telling you to change the oil. But you keep putting it off, you keep putting it off, and you keep putting it off. That you could turn off the light, but if you don't change the oil, you're going to have complications. It didn't get fixed. The mere fact that you're looking at that oil change that your car is telling you that needs to happen doesn't mean, and you ignoring it, pretending like it's not there, doesn't mean it went away. Your emotions are like a GPS system. They're given by God. They're meant to guide us, to pay attention to acknowledge them, to process them correctly, to deal with them correctly. This is so important. This is vital. This is crucial to your growth, to you moving forward. This is necessary for us to be able to get unstuck, unknotted, to be able to be fruitful in our lives. These emotions get buried alive. And that's why sometimes years later, you see it come up. And now you are seeing it in your fears. You're seeing it in this cycle, in this seasonal cycle, now you find yourself really sad, or maybe you're a woman and you're like, it's now that time of the month and it always happens to me during this time. Pay attention. Your emotions are information. And when we just ignore it, like that light to change the oil or the tire, right? Sometimes cars will indicate to you when there is a nail or there's the tire problem where you don't have enough air in the tire, and it'll give you that signal. It's trying to tell you something. The light went on. These emotions, right, are trying to tell you something, whether you're a male or a female, and they are meant to guide us, to tell us information, right? So if you feel this fear or this rejection or this low self-esteem or this guilt or shame or sadness coming up, right? Or anger. Those are all emotions like the GPS. It is trying to tell you something. They were given to you by God. Okay. Those emotions are going to guide you somewhere, and you have to pay attention. Pay attention to the thoughts. Pay attention to, hey, did I process something correctly? Am I acknowledging it? If you don't, it's going to find a way out. This is healthy community. This is a way to even build healthy relationships. Healthy community is important, and that requires people to know themselves. You are never going to have healthy relationships and a healthy community until you know yourself. We need to know our own feelings in order to love well. We have to know our own emotions in order to love well. How can I even enter your pain or your sadness or your fear or your shame if I can't even enter my own? How are you going to enter somebody else's grief when you can't even enter your own? You see, the extent that I can express my own emotions in a healthy way, the extent that I can express, acknowledge, process my emotions healthy is to the extent that I can love you well. So if you cannot express, acknowledge, right? If you cannot acknowledge them and also process your emotions in a healthy way, then that is going to be the extent of your love gauge. How can I tell if I don't, how can I tell, right? How can I tell how I am if I don't know what's going on inside of me? So when oftentimes people ask, how are you? Sometimes we just overlook it. We ignore the emotions when really you woke up sad or anxious or stressed. But how can you tell how you really are if you don't really know what's going on inside of you? And we think that everything's good, but over time, it's like that light. You know, it's possible, and I've seen cars where you can just turn off the light, and that little light that's telling you something needs to get fixed in the car, it's so easy. You could just disengage it. You could just turn off that light, but that didn't mean the car got fixed. It's so easy to just ignore it, right? It's so easy to just move on, to go, no, I'm okay. I'm just gonna, you know, it's just this or it's just that. But how can you know how you are if you don't know what's going on inside of you? And it's important for us to identify that as well and acknowledge it and process it, right? Because this is huge. To really, these feelings, right? Everything that I'm telling you is going to help you discern God's voice. If you want to know the voice of God, then it's important for you to process and acknowledge your own emotions. It's so important for us to not be blinded by our own feelings, but rather acknowledge them. Because it's a part of the way that God communicates to us. And you can ask questions like, God, how are you coming to my life, talking to me through this? What are you saying to me? So let's say you panicked, right? When you opened up an email. And now you can just, God, what are you trying to say to me? God's voice can be heard. God's voice can actually be discerned to some of the things that we are experiencing. That emotion that you feel could be telling you that something needs to be worked out still, that there's still shame or guilt as a result of something that happened in the past, or there's still rejection in you, or there's still maybe grief in you that has not been processed correctly. And that is God and His mercy and in grace and love that is being extended to us so that He could talk to us because He's trying to tell us something. So every time you ignore your emotions or you don't process them in a healthy way, we are really disregarding the voice of God. And now with His love and through His love, we can receive that feedback. We can receive now, you know, whatever it is that we are feeling. I want you to start to get very comfortable with your emotions and understand. And that's the challenge this week. Understand, right, that God created them. Pay attention to them this week. You know, really ask yourself, have I really buried some emotions? And they're buried alive and they're still there. And they're still very much alive. Think about that. When you bury something alive, it didn't die. It's still there. But don't become condemned as a result of it or think you're a horrible person because of it. But rather, embrace the fact that God is trying to speak to you as a result of what you are feeling. I think that really gives us so much freedom to be able to express, to be able to process it in a non-guilt, non-judgmental way and allow God to speak to us through that to go, what's going on there? God, you're speaking to me. I think that's just so liberating. Let's challenge ourselves this week and let's identify if there's any emotions that we have buried alive.